May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Find Your Daily Calm, the podcast that helps you unwind and relax. Today, we're honored to have Mark Joseph, also known as Gramps Jeffrey, as our guest. Not only is he a successful author of The Secrets of Retailing, How to Beat Walmart, but he's also written over 100 articles on nonprofit topics, education, and the homeless for the Huffington Post. Today, we're excited to announce that Gramps Jeffrey will be reading a bedtime tale for our listeners. His children's book, I Don't Want to Turn 3, is based on his experiences with his 6 grandchildren and explores the mind of a toddler in a way that parents will appreciate. If you're interested in getting a copy of his book, check out the show notes for more information. Gramps Jeffrey and his wife Kathy live in Scottsdale, Arizona, where they enjoy spending time with their 2 grandchildren. Their other 4 grandchildren live in Austin, Texas, and Orlando, Florida. So sit back, relax, and let Gramps Jeffrey's soothing storytelling voice help you find your calm.
The title of my book is, I Don't Want to Turn 3. My name is Jordan, and I'm going to turn 3 tomorrow. Once I turn 3, my parents are going to expect so much more from me, and I am very scared of that. You see, when I am 2, I can do just about anything I want and get away with it. For instance, my cousin Jackson has these dinosaurs, the Tyrannosaurus Rex, the Spinosaurus, and the Stegosaurus. Because I wanted them, I just pulled them out of his hands and ran off with them. Jackson's mommy told him that because I was just too, let me keep them. Jackson cried. But the dinosaurs are now mine. Last night, I was taking a bath with my other cousin, Levi. We had all of his sea creatures, like whales and squids and crabs and turtles, swimming in the tub with us. While Levi was getting his hair washed, I grabbed all of his sea creatures and sat on them so no one could see them. When Levi asked where his sea creatures were, I told him they swam down the drain. Levi jumped out of the tub and ran all over the house looking for his sea creatures. While he was running and screaming, I took the sea creatures and hid them underneath my pajamas. To this day, Levi is still looking for his sea creatures, which are now mine, in a big pile with my dinosaurs. This morning, I went to the park with my little one-year-old brother, Baker. For Baker's first birthday, Daddy had bought him lots of trucks, like a dump truck, a fire truck, and a garbage truck. So like a good big brother, I taught Baker how to roll the trucks back and forth on the sidewalk at the park. He was so happy that I was playing with him, that he had a smile that went from ear to ear. After we got home, he went for his nap, and I snatched up all of his new trucks. Baker is so little, I don't think he will ever remember I took all of his stuff. And now, his trucks are in the same pile as my new dinosaurs and sea creatures. I also have a little two-year-old girl cousin named Grace. Grace loves baby dolls. She spends almost every waking hour feeding her dolls, dressing her dolls, and combing her dolls' hair. I personally don't like dolls, but because we are cousins and sometimes we are forced to be together since we are only 1 year apart, I have to sit next to Grace and tell her I like her baby dolls, which I really don't, so I guess this is the first lie I tell in my life. But being who I truly am, when Grace is not looking, I begin to take her dolls and hide them behind the chair. By the end of the morning, I have 5 dolls. And yes, you guessed it. They are now on my pile of trucks and dinosaurs and sea creatures. I do have a wise old 8-year-old cousin, Olivia. She wants to become a professional dancer, so is always swooshing and bending and dancing around me. Last week, Olivia and I went to the zoo with Grandma. I loved the lions, the hippopotamus, the elephant, and Olivia loved the flamingos and the swans and the giraffes. Grandma bought me a bag of animals. I did not share them with anyone. When we got home and Olivia was not looking, I took her dancing shoes. And they are now on the top of the pile of dolls and trucks and dinosaurs and sea creatures and zoo animals. Tomorrow is now today, and I am officially celebrating being 3 years old. All of my family is at our house. I just blew out the 3 candles on the cake and started to open the birthday presents my cousins brought me. Levi's family gave me a bunch of shark toys to include the hammerhead shark, the great white shark, and the tiger shark. Jackson's family got me a toy truck and a concrete mixer. Then, all of a sudden, Olivia screams, "What are my dancing shoes doing in Jordan's room?" The entire family runs to my private bedroom, and Jackson yells, "My dinosaurs!" And Levi shrieks, "My sea creatures!" And Baker bawls, "Truck!" And Grace cries, "My dolls!" And Mommy looks at me like today will be my last day alive. As my cousins surge at me, ready to pounce, Daddy steps between them and me and says, "I see you are all quite mad at your cousin Jordan. Let's sit down in a circle and work this out." Whoa, that was close. But everyone listened to Daddy and sat down. "I want everyone to take a deep breath and begin to calm down," said Dad. He looked at me and said, "It is time to put on your problem-solving hat." He looked at all of his kids and said, "It is time to decide for yourself what is right and what is wrong." Jackson says, "I feel angry when my dinosaurs are grabbed from my hands without asking me. Please don't do that." Levi says, "When my sea creatures are hidden from me, I get very frustrated and upset and don't know what to do." "Who knows what the word sharing means?" asked Dad. Wise old cousin Olivia says, "When you play together with your toys, everyone gets to have fun. Our toys are for everyone. It's ours. It's not just Jackson's or Levi's or Jordan's. I learned when I was 5 that when you play with your friends and share, everyone has a good time." Dad dad looks at me and asks if I had anything I wanted to share with the group. I said no, because I felt so guilty. But I got caught. So dad just stared at me for what seemed like hours and said, "Today, as you turn three, you must learn what it means to be kind and, as important, fair." Olivia then explained, "I know what we should do. Let's give the entire pile of toys and the toys Jordan just got for his birthday to the homeless shelter kids downtown. My school is having a toy drive to help the less fortunate." The room fell silent. No one really wanted to give up their toys. Dad said to me, "The biggest lesson you can learn on your birthday is caring about others and showing compassion for those not as fortunate as you and your cousins. Now, I am only 3 years old, so I did not quite understand what Daddy meant. But in his eyes and with his smile, I could see he was telling me that this is the right thing to do." I looked at Jackson, then Levi, then Baker, then Grace, and finally Olivia. "Okay," is what I said. And the rest of the cousins then said, "Okay." Together, we started putting our dinosaurs, our sea creatures, our trucks, our zoo animals, and our dolls into a box Daddy pulled out of the closet. I also took my birthday gifts and put them into the box. I was really sad that all of that effort of hiding the toys together in my room did not work. But at the same time, to see my parents so pleased with what we are doing to help others made me really glad. I guess that is the difference between being two and being three. One day, you only think about yourself, and the next day, you actually think of other people. The end.
Thank you for joining us on Find Your Daily Calm, where we aim to bring you relaxing and inspiring content to help you unwind. We hope Gramps Jeffrey's children's book has left you feeling lovingly peaceful and content. It's always so heartwarming to listen to a real-life loving grandfather share a beautiful story that brings a smile to our faces. Don't forget to check out the show notes for more information on Gramps Jeffrey and his children's book, I Don't Want to Turn Three. We encourage you to share this episode with friends and family who may also appreciate the calming and uplifting nature of this episode as well as this podcast. Join us next time as we continue to bring you more soothing content to help you find your daily calm. Thank you for listening, and until next time, stay relaxed and centered.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.